Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chu, a physical therapist, certified dementia practitioner, and your alternative career coach. Welcome to our career healthcare podcast and show, where we talk about different ways to find your alternative career and achieve both work and financial freedom. So visit our website, drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, thank you for watching and listening. Welcome to our show. Be awesome, be great, be excellent, ACG. Have a great day and enjoy the show. Bye-bye. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua. Yes, I'm your physical therapist. And yes, also, I'm your alternative healthcare career coach. Tonight, we're going to be interviewing Chrissy Buchanan. She's a speech therapist on how to start your private practice as a speech therapist. We'll be back in a few seconds, right?
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is HelloNote. Check it out, HelloNote.com. Yes, I think we are live. There are like four people watching. Thank you very much. Again, if you're watching live, comment live, watching on replay, comment replay. Yes, tonight we got a special guest. Her name is Chrissy Buchanan. But before I keep on going, go ahead, check it out, HelloNote.com. If you need an electronic medical record for your private practice, that's what I use in our private practice, right? And then, of course, if you need continuing education units, go to medbridgeeducation.com and type in alternative. You get 40% discount, all right? You don't get 10, you don't get 20, you don't get 30, you get a big 40% discount. All right, I think I actually renewed mine, got that 40% discount. Also got some CE stuff from Summit Education. If you need the Summit code, you know, shoot me a message. We have that code too. All right, but before I keep on going, can you guys read that? Can you see it? It says there, you don't have to have it all figured out to move forward. You don't have to know it all, ladies and gentlemen. I was just asking Chrissy behind the scene, in the studio. I asked her, hey, do you already know it all in your private practice? I don't. But all you need to do is just take action. Take action. I was just talking yesterday. Excuse me. I just ate my dinner. I ate my dinner with my beautiful wife downstairs. She cooked beefsteak and munggo. Munggo is like beans in the Philippines. Well, anyway, I have ADHD, right? So I was just talking to a lady yesterday. I called her. Her name is, I forgot her name, Jocelyn White. And she came here in the United States 2017, all right? And then she started her private practice. And now she's got I think 6 outpatient clinics. Imagine that. 2017, 18, 19, 20, 24 years. 6 clinics. And here I am. I came here in the United States 2011. And I'm just starting. But you know what? She was the one who encouraged me. And she told me, Michael, you just have to keep going. Just have to keep going. And I asked her, do you know it all already? She said, no, I don't know it all. All I have is the guts and the grits to just figure it out along the way. Yes, of course, you got to follow all these regulations and everything as a therapist. But you don't have to figure it out. Learn along the way. And then tonight we're going to be interviewing a special guest for tonight. She's the owner and founder of Trinity Speech Therapy. We're going to ask her when she started it. It says here in her Facebook, it started at November 22, 2020. Imagine that. It's like a year or 2 years ago. I don't know. And she's worked in multiple settings, nursing home, hospital, you know, work at home as a mom, right? Work at home as a spouse. And she graduated speech language pathology at Worcester State University. You know I'm running out of English because it's way past my English time. Well, if you hear me talking gibberish here, I'm not talking, I'm not speaking in tongues. I'm actually just running out of English. But without further ado, is that how you say without further ado? We are going to bring in Christina Buchanan. What's going on, Christina?
Hey, good evening, everybody.
All right. Okay. Enough of that craziness. Can you please tell us again who you are, what do you do, and how can we start our own private practice as a speech therapist?
You know, I will tell you this. It is not the wave of a magic wand, but I will say this. It is a truly journey. I've started the concept, you know, years ago. I knew at around year five or six in the field. I'm 15 years out this January, so I feel a little old. you know, you're never too old to learn something new, right? And we teach our geriatric and adult folks that, so we have to remind ourselves of that too. I started the concept about 10 years ago. And I really wanted to start my own private practice. I knew that the corporate world and some of the, you know, traditional settings were just not something for me. I wanted to do my own thing. I had the ethics, you know, the education, you know, the desire, the push to continue to further myself. And I did that really early in the field. And kind of came up with a name early too. It's really strange. I knew I had a couple names in mind and Trinity just kept coming to my head. It's faith-based, but it's also something that's very true to me. And the three things that I really wanted to focus on was patient care, putting patients first, not productivity, patients first. You know, compassionate care, like people who really care about their jobs and really care about the people they're working with and the outcomes tied with the evidence. So I really, really wanted to push those three elements. And there's our mission, patient-centered, compassionate care, outcome-driven. That's our slogan for our company. It's our mission. And now, fast forward to 2021, about a year out, we have hired three employees. We are doing, you know, great with our, our intakes are flowing in, from two different sides of the setting. So you have the clinic, which is a small office in Apex. And then we have our senior living and we're in about three, now almost four buildings. So we've grown, from 2020. We look at our analytics and we say, hey, you know, first off, are we taking more clients in? You know, what are our visits looking like monthly? And we've gone up at least 300 visits over the past 6 months on average a month. So that's huge. 300 visits a month from going to 22 to start in 2020. So that's big. Wow. And I've been running, you know, the hands and feet of the company. And I said to my husband, it's time to pull the trigger and hire. I don't feel as overwhelmed, but I was getting to that point. And I feel like, you know, for every private practice owner, you know, comes a point in time where you have to make that decision to say, hey, it's time to hire. You don't want to get too overwhelmed and don't be afraid to do it.
Mm. I love what you say. Don't be afraid to do it. I like what she said, you know, it doesn't take a wave of a wand or whatever that is, you know, again, English is not my first language. Sometimes I get lost in translation. The other day, you know, I was just telling this to a patient. I don't even know what a piece of cake was, what it meant, or a Charlie horse. I was calling a patient and then she said, hey, I'm having Charlie horse as well. Do you have a name, friend named Charlie horse or whatever? So well, anyway, you mentioned about that, you know, wave yeah. of a wand. Sometimes when we're starting a business, we think when we buy this course, when we buy a coaching program, when we buy a franchise or whatever, or we even buy our own medication, we think, or if you want to lose weight, right? I want to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
If you want to lose weight, everybody thinks, oh, I wish it was like a magic wand that I can just boom instantly. No, you gotta have skin in the game, ladies and gentlemen. It just doesn't happen overnight. Like what Chrissy said, she had this vision 10 years ago. So what is that dream, ladies and gentlemen, that you have right now? And, you know, keep dreaming, but you still have to wake up and take action in order for you to get that dream. You know, faith without action is actually dead. Mm-hmm. You can have all the faith in the world. You can have all the trust in your plan. But if you don't take action, it's not going to do you good. Am I correct, Chrissy?
You are right.
Well, anyway, somebody posted here. They say man can only speak about 10,000 words. Yep, that's so true.
I can verify as a speech therapist, too. I think I probably have about 5 because I think I've said about 10,000 during sessions. By the end of the night, I'm like, okay, we're done.
We're done,
check,
right?
Check, please.
Especially when my wife says, you shut up. I'm just like, okay, I'm just keeping quiet. All right. Well, anyway, Chrissy, thank you very much, whoever that is. Chrissy yeah. said she has this, she has a mission and vision. You know, she said patient care, compassionate, and outcome driven. It's very important that you have some sort of a mission, vision, or, you know, your motto in life. Yeah. And remember when we were young, we have this. This is how old I am, Chrissy. We have what you call a scrapbook. And then kids, you had that. And then we would write down, what's your name? What's your favorite color? What is your motto in life? And stuff like that. And you have to do that. I have my own journaling book here. And I write down stuff here, you know, how to improve. And like your mission and vision in your life, mission and vision, your plan. For your family, your career, your business. So you have to have that. So it's funny you mentioned that earlier, Chrissy. Why that? Why Trinity? I want to ask. I have a wild guess, but go ahead and can you share it?
So I can. A lot of that is, again faith-driven. However, the three components, Trinity, so Trinity means three, is again, goes back to that mission statement, patient centered, compassionate care. We care about our people and we're outcome driven. And outcomes can be a multitude of things. It can be a multitude related to the patient outcome, the physical, physiological, scientific outcome. And it can also be financial. It can also be divested. So, you know, that three chord, so to say, defines the company. And I'm going to go back to what you said there, Mike, with scrapbooking. You know, I think that's a great way to begin your startup. If you really want to start an idea or create your vision, web it. I call it a word web or a vision web. Put the vision in the middle and then start your little arms out and start writing things down about what you want to do, whether it's your mission, whether it's settings. However you want to build those settings, if you want to be a mobile setting, you want to be a clinic setting, you want to be a home health setting, whatever that is, you want to include that in your scrapbook. And don't forget those things over time, especially if it's 10 years, 5 years, they can change. But that's okay, as long as you define it and you identify it. And I will say this, that a lot of clients and patient family members identify and they want to determine what that mission is. They want to know if you're going to be true to that. So be true to your mission once you begin your vision. And of course, indefinitely when you become a company.
Wow. I love what you said about creating and writing it down and just like putting like in a paper. Because, you know, when you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually writing and declaring things down, it becomes a reality, my friend. even the Bible itself, somebody declared it. You know, I don't know if you saw, you know, there was a post, Chrissy, there, and there's some people are commenting about our fate and everything. I'm just going to declare this out loud. You know, I'm a Christian. I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So if you don't like what I'm doing, just unfollow me. But I still, you know, he's my Lord and Savior. But, you know, just like the Bible itself, you know, it became a reality because it was written down. All right. Same thing. If you want to start your own small little business, ladies and gentlemen, you got to write things down. Write things down. Declare it in your small little journal. You know, I have a journal here, a high performance journal. We call it high performance journal. And then it will become a reality. You know, the numbers that you want to get, the number of patients you want to see, the name, even the name of your company. Come on now. You got to put it down there. So it's like, oh, ABC.
I suggest start with the name. You know, yeah. If you see it in your head, you got a couple out there, write it down. When you put it in writing, it becomes real. It really does. And I think it transforms. And then you say, you know, I think I like that name. Oh, I really like that name. Mm. And then you begin to write more. And I will say writing, and I say this to patients. I say this to family members. I say journal, write things down because you won't forget it. There's an absolute scientific and physiological connection between writing something down, seeing it on paper, and remembering it. And as you're doing that and you're building your idea, you're becoming the engineer of your own company and you're designing it the way you want it, it becomes yours. And there's an identity to that, right? There's something when you own it and you create it, there's a true to life identity. So that is inspiring. It's encouraging. And I hope it encourages all of you.
It's funny you mentioned that. I think I'm going to start what you call a Jerry Hab Jordan. Jerry Hab Journal. We're in the yeah. clients that are our clients / patients or whatever we call that. It's like a journal where they have their name, their address. You know, the it's like a calendar thing. It's like a default calendar. They can adjust it, and they have that. And then at the back will be the telephone number and everything. It's like a journal too. You know what they ate and everything. Oh gosh, you just gave me a superb idea. Jerry Hab Journal. So, hey, Mrs. Smith, did you bring your Jerry Hab Journal? Did you do your home exercise program today?
That's right.
Did you do that today?
Make them accountable. And that makes you accountable. Am I right? Yeah. Homework makes you accountable. If you don't do your homework, if your dog ate your homework, don't let your dog eat your homework, okay? You got to do it. You got to bring it in.
Self-publish another book, Jerry Hab Journal. We actually have the Caregiver Freedom Journal, but it never became, you know, I mean, it was there. It's all published and everything. But I think the Jerry Hab Journal, you know, the name, there's a name, the address of that patient. And it's like a calendar, you know, when will be their next appointment. It's like a folder that we normally give, but it's going to be a book. Oh, gosh. Thank you for
it's a great idea.
Out, Christina. All right, Christina, before we keep on going, we're just going to go on a quick break. Okay.
Sounds good.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
All right, welcome back, Facebook friends, YouTube friends, podcast friends. That is HelloNote. Check it out, HelloNote.com, because they're good. And then, of course, don't forget our Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia Care Seminar. It's going to be December the 18th, okay? Let me just show you this real quick.
today from Dr. Mike Chua's Certified Dementia Practitioner Live Seminar. Not only was it about facts on how to help as a therapist treat those with dementia or memory deficits, but it was also about how to talk to family members, how to talk to caregivers, how to interact with the nursing staff in the hospital, and really how to present myself as a certified dementia practitioner. If you're looking to broaden your skill set with becoming a certified dementia practitioner, I highly recommend Dr. Mike Chua's seminar.
Hello, my name is Nina Chukashvili. I am support group facilitator leader and a specialist and an Alzheimer's educator. So I just completed Dr. Mike Chua's two-day class, which one was the best class.
Yes, it's the best class because you guys attend the class. I like that video. I feel like I'm the best instructor or something like that. But actually, it's only best because people come in. I'm not only teaching, but I'm also learning from the actual students who are participating. So if you want to be a certified dementia practitioner, come and join. The next class will be this coming December the 18th. All right. It's going to be Lisette. She's an occupational therapist. Lisette Clute. She's the one who's going to teach it. All right. So check it out. DrMikeChua.com/ADDC. Well, tonight we got a special guest. Her name is Christina Buchanan. She's actually a speech therapist, and she owns Trinity Speech Therapy Center somewhere in the Carolinas. Let's go ahead and bring her back in. Christina, there you are. Where are you at? Oops, gosh.
Hey.
There you are.
Hey, everybody. So,
thank you again for joining us tonight and for just being amazing. So what would be the first step for us to start our own speech therapy business?
Yeah. So when you're a speech therapist, sometimes it's one of the hardest things to think about is I'm going it alone. I'm already kind of a specialty, you know, out of the three, OT, PT, and speech, right? But how can I do this on my own? That's the best question you can ask yourself. It's also a scary question at times when you're just beginning with the idea, but it's possible. I want you to think about this when you're thinking about your profession. I want you to think about what you do, what you provide to facilities, whether it's especially the adult practice. You can do this on the pediatric practice as well. Who in your area is providing what? Think about that. So when you're looking at region, you're looking about what's around you. Who is providing what in your area? Is your specific specialty, for instance, mine is neurodegenerative diseases, so including Parkinson's, dementia, all of the various subcategories of progressive degenerative diseases, that's my niche. So I see adult and geriatrics only. And I know of only a handful of therapists that are in the area, specifically that actually are more under the corporate realm. They work for outpatient clinics, but only a few, maybe about two or three in the region that actually do mobile and outpatient clinic. And they're not actually nearby. So I looked at that and I said, well, hey, there's a huge market for this. I'm really excited to kind of see this grow. I want to kind of jump in. I've been doing this in ALFs here in North Carolina for 4 years. Why not do my own thing and then have an outpatient? So coming up with the concept is a huge part. So find out where you want to do this. Do you want to start your own clinic? Does it have to be outpatient just in a clinic? Can you do outpatient Medicare B in senior living centers? And let me tell you, that is a huge part of what I do. Mobile units are huge right now. It's a hot topic, hot button in the setting industry. And what you want to do is tap into whatever's hot for either pediatric, adult, or geriatric, and really kind of niche that out. We talk about niching. We talk about, being specific and being more specialty. That's a huge bonus. And it's something that can also make you very distinct and unique to your area.
Amazing. So it's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you find a niche, all right? You can't just be a wandering generality. You have to have be meaningful, specific. You know, you got to be specific, just like a medical doctor. You know, when you're a speech therapist or a physical therapist or any kind of discipline or any kind of profession, you just can't be a know-it-all guy. You have to be meaningful, specific. You have to have that niche. Even doctors, you know, physicians themselves, if you have heart issues, where do you go to? Do you go to an orthopedic doctor? No, you go to a cardiologist, right? That's when you have, Alzheimer's or brain issue, you go to a neurologist, right? If you have, the shoulder issue, bone, hip, you go to an orthopedic doctor, right? And same thing with physical therapy and speech therapy. If you're a physical therapist, just like me, you know, if you're a geriatric, you go to geriab physical therapy, right? And same thing with Christina. You know, she's a speech therapist. That's her specialty. You know, her specialty is geriatrics, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia and stuff like that. So you have to find that specific niche and then go from there. I just saw a patient earlier, very bad behavior. I still enjoyed it. He was hitting me and everything and, you know, hitting me and pulling my shirt and my scrub suit. I'm okay with it, you know. Give me a pediatric patient. Oh gosh, I don't think I can handle that, right? So you find that niche, you know, find that specific passion, ladies and gentlemen, just like what Christina was talking about, because, you know, find something that you really, really like, even though you don't get paid, because you're going to enjoy it anyway. All right. So Remember the four P's. I don't know if Christina has this too, but I always have this four P's: your passion, your purpose, the productivity will follow. Because if you're passionate about it, you don't care you're trying to hit 100%, 110%, or seeing like 4,000 patients a day. Just kidding. You don't want to do that. But, you know, you don't care because you're passionate about it. You like it. So your passion, your purpose, your productivity, and you know what the last P is? The profit will follow. It will follow, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So if you don't have that four things, it's just like a chair, you know, see that fat fingers I have? You take one off, it's going to fall. That's why you reach burnout. That's why a lot of us here in our therapy field is burning out, because we don't have that balance of passion, purpose, productivity, and profit. Thank you, Christina, for pointing that out. I love it. Well, anyway, Christina, so going back to you, I know you're a very busy woman. Where can we reach you? Do you have a coaching program that you're starting and everything like that?
So absolutely. You can actually reach me here on AHC2. We do mentoring, Mike, Emma, and myself too. So that's another kind of really interesting divestment, which is awesome. We love to do that. We love to help people and help people with their startups. You can reach me at trinityspeechtherapy.com at my website. We're doing a lot of programming also in our company with support groups, which is a really neat divestment. That's all private pay people, by the way, too. There are other parts of your business that not just are, you know, billable under insurance. You can divest and do other things within the realm of therapy, but it doesn't need to be necessarily skilled. There can be other aspects such as support for caregivers, support for patients, that are not areas that you need to necessarily go through insurance. Now, there, of course, there's a gray area there. There is, areas you need to be careful of with that. But when you're supporting caregivers and you're providing instruction, educational resources, and you're also giving that benefit to your facility, you become the expert very quickly in the area. When you're called the brain lady, every time you walk in a building, you start to really, I think, light up when people start to know who you are and what your expertise is. So going back to information as to where you can reach us, www.trinityspeechtherapy.com. You can absolutely visit my Facebook page. Go ahead and give us a like or reach out to us and ask any questions here at AHC.
All right. I just typed in your website there. No. Check it out, TrinitySpeechTherapy.com, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we also have that new program that we're launching. The alternative healthcarecareers.com/HB healthcare. I don't know what they call it.
Mentors. The mentor business program.
Okay, the mentor business program. I think she needs to change that to at least MBA. Mentor yes. Business Academy.
That's right.
How about that, right?
Love that.
You know, yep. But you know, we're going to start that program where we're going to be mentoring you how to start your own small little business. AlternativeHealthcareCareers.com/HB. You get to schedule a call with the amazing Christina Buchanan. Call her, you know, reach out to her, right? You know, check it out. You know, if you just want to, you know, what you call this, stalk. That's her website.
Trolls. Just troll me.
Trinity. It's Trinity. See, I'm running out of English. It's Trinity.speechtherapy.com. Yep. I'm losing the English language at the same time. I'm losing my my accent. So this, you're the perfect person to teach me that. So does your patient let me ask you a personal question.
Yeah.
I mean, again, English is not my first language. At the end of the day, my throat is just tired from speaking English. I never had this issue when I was speaking, you know, our language, Tagalog, you know, or the other languages I speak. I never had any issues, you know, speak other languages and dialects back home. But English is just a hard thing to learn. Is that true?
It is. It's hard here and hard here. So I think it's both. It's one of the hardest languages in regards to rules. The rules of English don't make sense all the time. I before E, except after C, with 100 different other exceptions to that rule, right? And then on top of that, you know, what happens with just the way that we, our intonation, you know, all the time, we're using different inflections in the day. We oftentimes, I think when we talk fast, we lose air. We don't breathe enough during the day. So some interesting tips about voice, because I'm a voice specialist too. I will tell you how to use your voice. Use voice in a way where now watch what I'm doing. I'm giving you a little speech therapy right now. You're going to breathe. You're going to take breaths in between. You're going to increase your volume inherently by breathing in. You're also going to use a little bit more vocal effort, but that pushing isn't going to cause you to have any disturbance here. Drink water. Vocal rest in between patients.
Drinking water.
Yes. Drink liquids and not just diuretics, right? My fellow speech therapist out there, no diuretics. Coffee, no teas, coffee. They just reduce all that hydration. So water. Rest at night. Yeah, it's 10 o'clock.
I know, right?
10 o'clock, right? When do we rest? Rest your voice as much as you can. And, you know, take advantage of those few hours that you get in the night of just relaxing. Do your meditative breathing. Breathe throughout the day. In through the nose, we teach this all the time, and out through the mouth. I will also give you another trick. Warm water and honey. Super powerful. There's caffeine in it. Warm water and honey.
Oh, and I thought, you know, no money, no honey. So
no honey, no money.
No money, no honey. All right. Again, thank you very much, Christina. I appreciate you. I know it's really late on your time zone there. I'm located in California, so I'm Pacific time. Just kidding. I wish, right?
You're in Tennessee. Central time, you know where you are.
But again, thank you very much, Christina. Appreciate you. But before I let you go, ladies and gentlemen, always remember the word FAST, F-A-S-T, letter F. Find friends that will bring out the best in you, because you are the average of the five people you hang out with. Tonight, I hanged out with Christina. I feel like I'm going to be an awesome speech therapist too. Again, if you want to start your own speech therapy business, reach out to her. Oh, Rhonda said she has downloaded the breathing app. Oh, she's a speech therapist. Rhonda, you got to reach out to Christina, okay? Rhonda is, she's here located in Jackson, Tennessee. And next letter is letter A. You got to learn how to take action. All this stuff that we're doing is not going to do me good. It's not going to even going to do Christina good if you don't take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction. Stop analyzing. Stop that analysis paralysis, my friends. Just take action. Just take action. All right? It doesn't have to be perfect. The key here, you should doing one day at a time, one step at a time. Next letter is letter S. Shoot for the moon. Why? If you keep shooting for the moon, you're going to miss it, but you're going to be landing with the stars. You know, today I kept shooting for the moon. Right now I'm landing with the star named Christina Buchanan. All right, next letter or last letter is letter T. Is you teach it. Why? Because when you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually teaching it, like what Christina's doing, she's going to teach us how to be an amazing speech therapist at the alternativehealthcarecareers.com/HB. She was teaching me now the proper breathing techniques. Inhale to your nose. Exhale to your butt. No, exhale to your mouth. All right, so you got to teach it, right? All right, before, again, thank you very much. Thank you, Christina. Appreciate you. Be awesome. Be great. Be excellent. We'll see you again next this coming Thursday. Check it out. AlternativeHealthcareCareers.com/HB. All right, we'll see you later. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed the show. Check out our website at drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, ACG, be awesome, be great, be excellent. Thank you, and hope to see you on our next episode. Goodbye.